This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel.
And here we are.
We're back.
It's going to be March when this is live.
That's wild to me. I was just telling Maddie how, for those of you who have kids and care about cute kid stories, my goddaughter just learned how to say love you too. And unprovoked for the first time today, I said, I love you. And she said, love too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bitch, you be cute like that again and I will fucking split that diaper. I will split it in half. But anyway, we haven't had a lot to report lately because honestly, we're just keeping our heads down and like working and living.
Yeah. Crazy shit going on with work. But
it's like, yeah, it's just, well, I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll report back. Yeah. But we do have some crazy things, actually, with my snake business. Mm-hmm. We have 4 pregnant females, maybe a 5th.
Okay.
I know. We love so much. Actually, right over there, mm-hmm. It's messed up because I ripped it, but there's a little coloring book I made. Mm. You guys, I made a coloring book cute. For a snake business, and I drew these little pictures to put inside. It's so freaking cute. It's like a little pamphlet for when the kids come. So that we're going to do cute. Packs of crayons just so they're not bored when they come to the reptile shows that we mm-hmm. vend. But that's really all there is. So anyway, what's the strain today?
So the strain today is called Amnesia OG. Mm. And it is a cross between Amnesia Haze and Deadhead OG. It is a sativa dominant hybrid, a descendant of a Jamaican sativa, a Laotian sativa.
How's it spelled?
Laotian.
Laotian. Yeah.
Yeah. And the indica dominant Afghan Hawaiian. It is a great choice for relieving anxiety, depression, fatigue, ADHD symptoms. I'll tell you what, it's definitely good for that because I just forget what I'm doing at all times. And I don't have an urge to do all these different things all at once. Migraines, headaches, mood swings, and physical pain. It is creative and euphoric with a psychoactive boost, and can give you the giggles. It has a fresh, fruity taste with a sweet, earthy smell, and it can, possible side effects could be cotton mouth, bloodshot eyes, paranoia, dizziness, but again, cotton mouth is always gonna happen. I don't know what to tell you.
Cotton mouth is just like, you should have water on standby.
Yeah, you just need water.
Like, that's just the reality of your life if you're a smoker. Sorry, I am having, like, a sneezing fit, and I'm trying to choke it out. But I've been struggling today with a lot of sneezes. Sorry, was that everything about the strain?
Well, I was just going to say, Deadhead OG is a combination of SFVOG and ChemDog. And it tends to be a stronger, more potent strain, so it's not advised for people have low tolerance level or are new to smoking cannabis, but Deadhead, which is one of the parent strains of Amnesia OG, is good for a variety of medical problems, including depression, anxiety, pain, stress, insomnia, and you will notice feelings of euphoria, and it very well may cause you to fall asleep or feel very tired.
I mean, yes, please. So. I'm not smoking it now because it's my episode and I have to stay awake. So I'm still smoking a different strain. So you'll just have to let me know how you like it.
Yeah.
Okay. today we're talking about something that affects a lot more people than I realized. And it affects me personally. I feel personally victimized by sleep paralysis. Yeah. Real quick, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
No.
Okay, okay. So sleep paralysis is defined as a state during waking up or falling asleep. So it can happen when you're that moment when you're kind of dozing into sleep, yeah, or that moment when you're coming out of it. And you are conscious, but in a complete state of full body paralysis. Like, you cannot move your body.
Super creepy.
It's horrible. So during an episode, one might hallucinate, meaning you could hear, feel, or see things that are not there, which obviously often results in fear. These episodes generally last no more than a few minutes, but they can occur multiple times or as a single episode. So, you know, we cover things that are creepy and things that are gross. So today I'm sick of doing murder. I'm sick of doing blood. And I'm sick of doing murder. So I was like, what can I do that's creepy? And Maddie was like, sleep paralysis. And let me tell you something. So sleep paralysis can occur in people that are completely healthy.
Lovely.
Like, there can be no reason. Or it can happen in people with narcolepsy, because that is a sleep disorder. It can run in families, or it may be a result of specific genetic changes. They don't really know.
Basically, it could happen to anyone at any time for any reason whatsoever. But you're shit out of luck if it does.
Correct.
There's no solution.
Yeah, it can be triggered by sleep deprivation, psychological stress, abnormal sleep cycles. They believe the underlying issue to be a dysfunction in your REM sleep. So to answer your question, for any of you that lucid dream, lucid dreaming doesn't affect the chances of sleep paralysis, but there are some people who get themselves into a state of lucid dreaming by sleep paralysis, and I have done that before on accident. So that's weird.
That's creepy.
Yeah, lucid dreaming is the creepiest experience, but also so cool. Between 8 and 50% of people experience sleep paralysis at some point during their life. But about 5% of people, which is me, have regular episodes. Now, I no longer fall into that 5%, but pre-medicated and back when I was younger and had, like, a lot more trauma, I would absolutely have sleep paralysis every single night. Sometimes I would have it, like, when I was a child, I had it every single night.
That's terrifying.
For years. It does only last a couple minutes, but it's, you know, as a kid, it's horrible, especially. Men and women are affected equally by all accounts. So sleep paralysis has been described a lot in history, and it's believed to play a role in the creation of stories about alien abduction and other paranormal events because of the nature of it.
Yeah.
The main symptom of sleep paralysis is being unable to move or speak while awake, essentially, while awakening. A lot of people report imagined sounds like humming, hissing, static, buzzing, voices, whispers, roars even. You ever have that moment in, like, a nightmare where you hear, like, a loud bang and it sounds like it's right next to your head and wakes you up? No? I have a lot of sleep disorder, guys.
I have very, very vivid dreams.
Okay.
Like, every night. Every night. Almost every single night of my life.
So I used to.
And now that
to.
I have this watch, it tells you, like, down to the second how much REM, light, deep, like all the different levels of sleep, and it's always REM right before I wake up. Like, the big chunk of REM is always right before I wake up.
You should check with your doctor and see. I take a medication. I'm not going to say the name of it just because I'm not a doctor, but I take a medication for dreams, and it suppresses my dreams because I literally have them so vividly every night that she was like, it's affecting your sleep. You're not sleeping. You're out there in the, you're gallivanting, having a good time.
Interesting.
Some people have also reported, like, a pressure on their chest or even intense pain in their head. And usually it's accompanied by intense emotions such as fear and panic. People also have sensations of being dragged out of bed or flying, numbness, electric tingles or vibrations running through their entire body. As I mentioned before, it can also cause hallucinations. Most commonly, you hear of an intruding presence or a dark figure in the room, and it causes a sense of feeling suffocated and complete terror, accompanied by pressure on the chest and difficulty breathing.
Great.
Several types of hallucinations have been linked to sleep paralysis. Like I mentioned, the intruder in the room, the out-of-body experience or sensation of floating. A very common hallucination amongst a majority of people is an incubus, which, you ever seen the movie, what's that scary movie? Insidious?
No.
At the end, there's a monster, and I'm pretty sure that's an incubus.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, I can't help you.
I don't like scary movies.
I don't blame you. There is a neurological hypothesis that in sleep paralysis, your cerebellum, which usually coordinates your body movement and provides information on body position, experiences a brief like spike in brain activity, which induces the floating sensation. I will say I've never had an experience of an intruder or like a floating. And it says the intruder and the incubus hallucinations highly coordinate with one another, and are moderately correlated with that third hallucination, of floatings, which I've never had any of those, which is the out-of-body experiences.
Wow.
Anyway, they said there's like a hypervigilant state created by the midbrain that can further contribute to hallucinations. Basically, it said like the emergency response is activated in the brain when they wake up paralyzed and feel vulnerable to attack. And so like it secretes something. So there's a lot of theories, but no real answers.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, the helplessness can intensify the effects of the threat response well above the level of typical normal dreams, which could explain why such visions during sleep paralysis are so vivid. Mm-hmm. So basically it's all happening in a jumbled mess. It could be that you're still dreaming, but like, and you're partially awake.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that you're fully awake and you're still seeing things vividly because you just came out of that dream state.
Mm-hmm.
But the threat activated vigilance system is a protective mechanism that differentiates between dangerous situations and determines whether a fear response is appropriate. So basically, it can lead to overstimuli that contribute to perceived threat. It doesn't understand that it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fancy words to say that.
Yeah.
Light variations, things like that can explain hallucinations. But basically, I wrote a lot of words to say they're all the same type of hallucination. So what do I want to say? Found my spot. Sorry about that, guys. There can also be like breathing patterns that are weird that can exacerbate the feeling of suffocation. So like shallow, rapid breathing, a slight blockage of the airway, which can happen in like sleep apnea. So according to that account, the subjects would attempt to breathe deeply and find themselves unable to do so. And that would create a sensation of resistance, which led to like that threat activated vigilance system. So basically, that's all there really is on sleep paralysis, but I wanted to kind of talk about my sleep paralysis and kind of how it transpired for me, because every account I read about is about this incubus or about floating,
mm-hmm.
and mine was nothing like that whatsoever. But I know it's sleep paralysis.
Weird.
So when I have mine, I mostly have it coming out of sleep,
mm-hmm.
but I can have it falling into sleep. I've had that once or twice. The issue I have is that I sleep on my stomach. So I wake up facing one direction and I can't look around the room at all. So for me, I would wake up, I would be completely and utterly fully awake, looking around the room, and I would just feel this fear like if somebody's here behind me, I can't do anything, I can't get up, and I completely would not be able to breathe, my heart would race, I would start to cry. And even though I know, as an adult now, I know what it is, I will wake up and I start whatever's closest to Sean, whatever body part. So like if it's my fingers or my toes or my hip,
mm-hmm.
I will send every bit of my energy to that body part and I will go, okay, Rachel, don't panic. You're awake. Your elbow needs to be awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, elbow, 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 until it like slowly comes back to life. And then I'll get just enough energy to bump him until I wake him up. Or if I get my finger, it's the best because I can tickle him awake, and I'll tickle him and I'll just go, sleep paralysis. because I can't fucking breathe. It is so scary. And I personally, from my experience, think it has to do with nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single time I've ever had it, I'm deep ass in like a serious nightmare. And then I wake up panicked from the nightmare and then can't move. So I feel like for everybody, it's a little bit different. But I really, really, truly, with my whole heart, am interested in this. And I know, I'm going to ask for engagement. You can roll your eyes at me later. But I want to hear if anybody else has sleep paralysis. I want to hear your specific stories, because I felt so crazy my whole life until I finally found like the articles and started reading about it. Imagine that sensation and not knowing what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the hardest part for me. This was happening to me at like 5 years old.
Oh,
so like I had no idea. Like I didn't even. That's terrifying. Was Google even around when I was five?
No.
I don't think so. I'm old.
Yeah, you are.
I'm geriatric as fuck. So I'm interested. If you ever have it, you have to let me know. But you've had lucid dreams before, right? You would know. It's very clearly that you're awake inside your dream.
No. It's weird. No. I just have, like, really intense dreams. Like, just so fucking weird. Like, just the weirdest fucking shit.
That like, just, like, why does it have to be? To another, to another.
Yeah, and a lot of it's always in my old house. Like, in my childhood house, except it's not quite the house, but it is a house.
But it's bigger. So it's always, like, a little bit warped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. Because while we're, like, briefly talking about this, this is a nice short episode, so I'm gonna go rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a dream that's recurrent of the same place, but it's not a place that you ever actually lived? I dream about three locations that are the same every time I dream about them, but I've never lived there. They're not real houses, but they're real in my dreams. Isn't that weird?
I'm trying to think. Like, everything that I can remember is based off of some sort of house that I knew.
Yeah, I have one dream about a completely random house that I believe is the house I live in now, but, like, it's not actually, but it feels like home.
Yeah.
And it's got this really nice fucking bathroom in the basement, and I'm always so disappointed when I wake up and that's not really my bathroom. Like, for real. I had one lucid dream one time, because I have vivid
that's
dreams
creepy
like you,
no because you know what really creeps me out is when I see a TikTok about someone like saying they were asleep and they asked what day stop I'm scared
what day
I'm scared
yes and they're like get out
ew I'm literally
okay so when I ew, had my I one lucid that. Dream and I've talked about it on here before but just so you don't have to go back and find it I had one lucid dream and mine was lovely so I literally come into my body and I'm in a fucking meadow.
Oh.
And there's a teeny tiny, like, stream, like, this big. And just a wooden bridge, like an Animal Crossing, that just goes over top.
That's so cute.
And that's it. And something just said, you have to get to the other side. And all of a sudden, I go, oh, my God, I'm awake. And as soon as I said that, my body tensed. And I almost slipped out of it. And I said, no. And I relaxed back into it. And I just said to myself, Rachel, this is so cool. You just have to get across that bridge. And I got across that bridge, and the very next day, I got a communication from somebody I hadn't heard from in such a long time. It was the weirdest thing.
That's weird.
But I am a hippy dippy. I believe in dream science. I believe that this stuff is all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we have a whole other world we go to when we sleep. I feel like it's like Coraline.
It creeps me. Ah, that scares me.
Have you seen Coraline?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's scary. That's a scary movie.
I've only seen part of it because I got too scared and turned
off. Yeah, it's scary.
Creepier than a horror movie. It like, is. What the fuck? That's for kids.
Do the fucking button eyes. Oh, hail an hour.
Nar. I can't do it. Hold on. What's the other thing they say if you say it? It has an Australian accent. It's like two words. And it sounds like, oh no.
Or nor.
No, that's not.
I mean, yeah, that's
I'll
oh,
have
no.
to figure it out. But it does sound like
or
it.
Or nor.
But I can't do accents, and the words gave me the accent. Like, I cannot do accents. I try, and Sean laughs at me in embarrassment all the time. Anyway, guys, I'm vibing on short episodes lately because it's all I can handle. So hope you liked it. Hope you don't have sleep paralysis. And yes. I hope you have a great day because I love you so much. Bye.
Bye.